Saskatchewan, Christine Lang, Tramping Lake, Wayne Mock, Caribert, Kim Gartner, Macklin, and Candace Kraft, Luseland were in attendance to receive the honor of being presented the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medal at a special ceremony in Kindersley December 2. Richard Anderson from Caribert was also honored but was unable to attend in person. Kindersley MLA Ken Francis said, "Extraordinary people who have done extraordinary things gathers us here to celebrate. I am honored to present these awards." Francis said when he notified recipients a common reaction was both that of gratitude and humility. The award represents selfless service by all recipients. Francis adds that people were either nominated in categories of healthcare, law, education, philanthropy, public service, and politics. 40 recipients received the medals at the December 2 ceremony. Christine Lang, 81, is mayor of Tramping Lake. The list of accolades for Lang is long. Knowing her small community has limited options for getting things done, her mandate has always been to step up when there is a need. It starts with her serving the village for a decade as mayor. Under her civic leadership, the village upgraded its water system and installed a new sewer outlet system. Lang serves as executive member for the village's Community Hall Association and chairs the Golden Club. She is a member of the village's 100-year-old St. Michael's Catholic Church and was instrumental in fundraising for the 100th anniversary celebrations by making and selling bags of noodles. Lang has created numerous blankets donated to Ronald McDonald House. She is a previous recipient of the Governor General's Order of Merit. Lang is also a longtime board member of the Unity Credit Union, having served previously 12 years with a one-year absence and has returned to the role. Colette Lewin, Unity Credit Union board member and vice president, says, "One asset Christine offers to our board is experience. She is very fair and very disciplined, as well as dedicated to our credit union and our principles. She has an exceptionally good business sense, while being incredibly human. She isn't just along for the ride. She is very invested in this role." Lewin also recounted all the things Lang does that includes treating everyone like they're her own, with homemade goodies brought frequently. In fact, Lewin chuckles, when Lang was interviewed early this year for Hometown Hero, she sent the reporter home with a trunk full of goodies. Candace Kraft, Luseland resident and Caribert Composite High School principal. Candace Kraft was awarded in the education category. Although many residents and friends say Kraft is like an energizer bunny involved in many aspects of school and community, putting in endless hours to ensure her students have the support and opportunities they need to succeed. Community members say her involvement in their lives opens doors and her work ethic sets an incredible example. Luseland Mayor Kathy Wirtz says, "I'm extremely proud and honored to work with Candace on town council. She's an extremely community-minded lady and gives back so much to Luseland and surrounding area. She was recognized for education. Candace is the principal of the Caribert School and is extremely dedicated to her pursuits of enriching students' lives both through studies and physical activities. She has coached senior girls volleyball for many years on top of her administrative duties and understands the importance of physical activity enhancing learning and in developing team-building skills. On behalf of the town, I'd like to congratulate her on this achievement." Adam Franco, CEO of Luseland Credit Union, partnered with Kraft in fundraising, building, and opening a new pool in the community, all within a one-year time span. "Candace has always been a tireless volunteer, and we are fortunate to have her in our community." Wayne Mock serves as the mayor of Caribert and received his medal in the category of public service. The town of Caribert office offered these sentiments. "Mayor Mock has dedicated many years of his life to Caribert. His love for this community is inspiring, as is his want to make it better. He serves with heart, and we are truly fortunate to have him." Mock says of his experience, "I was very surprised when I received the letter and called Ken Francis right away to thank him for this recognition. It was a very pleasant surprise, and I am very proud and humbled to receive, as it is for doing something that I love to do, which is to work along with some amazing people in our town to try and make our community the best it can be." Kim Gartner received his medal in the category of public service. Kim Gartner is SOW for the town of Macklin. Several residents and fellow employees attested that he has been a valuable member of the community for many years. Outside of his administration position that he has served in for 29 years, he has served on the Living Sky School Division Board since 2006. Gartner is also on the Summa Sure Insurance Board and the Provincial Administrators Association, for which he also acts as a mentor for new administrators. Gartner has served as president of the Macklin Minor Hockey and Macklin Minor Ball Associations and currently involved with the World Bunnock Championships held annually in Macklin as well as senior men's baseball. His peers say he continues to volunteer many hours at the arena, hall, medical clinic and is always ready and willing to help in any way. Macklin residents and co-workers offer their appreciation of his tireless efforts towards the betterment of the community, and they are proud to have Kim awarded with this honor. Richard Anderson. Richard grew up in Caribert and has been a business owner for the last 30-plus years with Caribert Paint and Body. He is incredibly supportive to all community initiatives from serving on town council to involvement in local sports teams. He has served on local and provincial health boards and was instrumental in getting the Caribert Healthcare Facility built. Richard is as community-minded as they come, and he often does incredible work quietly behind the scenes, says a Town of Caribert spokesperson. Anderson was noted by the Town of Caribert as a quiet leader with the gift of knowing who and where help is needed, and he takes those responsibilities and gets important projects done. After all these years, he continues to invest in the facilities and businesses of the West Central region, but more importantly, he invests in the people with his time and his heart. Richard inspires so many. We are a better community for having him in it, affirms the Town of Caribert office.